Okay, Siman Pei. We'll make a siyum now on Siman Pei on the Hilchos Shabbos. What'd you say? Ayin Ches, right? Teva. So we're talking about oil, right? So teva
I think I
box.
said Ayin Zayin.
No, I think we did that.
No, Ayin Zayin.
Huh? We didn't do Ayin Zayin yesterday?
No.
Oh no, you're right. We didn't do Ayin Zayin. Okay, Ayin
You
Zayin.
stop with the
Fine, fine, fine. For
mud.
oil and an oil, dahainu gag hamahil. That's a roof that covers things. Even though it's only made to protect you the sun, because of the rain or kadaima and for things like that. Meaning it's for bugs. Even if it's just a temporary oil, imhu tefach barum tefach. If it's a tefach by a tefach with the height of a tefach, right? I mean, it doesn't mean the thing has to be a tefach thick. It doesn't mean that the tent has to be a tefach thick. It means it has to be covering something that's a tefach. Also, la soy, so you're not allowed to do it, right? So basically, you're not allowed to make a tent that's meant to protect you from the extremities. Extremities is the right word? No, maybe. Whatever, from the weather. So that's not allowed. But lachein arisa shel tinoik, like we mentioned yesterday, you have a carriage or a crib of a tinoik, but chishukim shel eitz, and they put in there a chishuk shel eitz, like these wood arches, who parson aleim sadin, and they spread out a sheet over them. Also, lifrei said b'shabbos v'yomtiv, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos and yomtiv. Elim kein hayim b'bayit yoyim paros tefach, unless it was already open to tefach from Friday. Davirak tesefes oil, right? That it's a tesefes oil, right? The mutter that you're allowed to do, right? So we said as long as the baby carriage is open a little bit, then you're allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos, right? So that's a question that the hoods that are on the carriage, you should try and keep it open before Shabbos. However, there are those that say that our hoods are meant to go back and forth, meant to go back. It's no different than a folding chair or folding a carriage and unfolding a carriage. Fine. But it's certainly better to keep it open a little bit. Same thing if the arches are so close to each other, meaning back then they had these arches around the carriage and they put a sadin over it, less than 3 tefachim. Now, shavim ka'ayil, it's considered like an oil because they combine. As we know from Sukkah, anything within 3 tefachim of each other is considered attached. Pirush k'mechuber v'sasim, it's as if it's mamash attached and closed. And mutter lifreis alei and sudden, and you're allowed to spread a sheet over it, right? Because there is already an oil there. Ayin ches teva. If you have a box, shakisa shela that's covered, is not. Doesn't have any, like we said 2 days ago, it doesn't have hinges, right? So you basically have a box, like a toy box, but it doesn't have a door that's attached. Also, little mishum, you're not allowed to take it from there, mishum davi soyser oil, because you're breaking an oil. Vechein also lachasis, but you can't cover it either, mishum davi oil, because you're making it into an oil, right? Meaning, even though it's meant to go on and off, right? But still, it's a problem. Because it's not connected. And let's say you take a piece of wood and you put it onto barrels in order to make it into a table, meaning that something back then they had a makeshift table. So you would take two barrels and put a piece of wood over it. You'd have to put the barrel face down and then put the board on top of the closed part of the barrel. Because if you put the barrel with the open side facing up, then you're making an oil on the barrel. Right? Now this is the kitzer. Now, according to the kitzer, you have a big kasha. Because then how do you cover your bottle of soda? Okay, it's not a tefach by a tefach, but let's say you have I don't know what type of food would be a tefach by a tefach. Let's say you
The
have.
plastic soup containers or a pot.
Right. Good, very good. Something like that. That's a tefach or a pot cover. So how do you cover it? You just made an oil, right? So the Mishnah Brura, they bring it in this in the article Kitzur. The Mishnah Brura says that if it's not meant for protection, which it's not, the pot cover. Well, actually, you can even say that maybe it is meant for protection, but it's only a problem of oil if the walls are there first and then you put the covering over it, right?
What about atmana? Does it make atmana if you put something in front?
No, it doesn't make atmana. It doesn't make atmana. Not that's. It has to be an additional wrapping. Right, but if it's the walls already there and you put a cover on top of it, that's fine. All right.
The walls usually are there when you put the cover.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why he holds it's not a problem, Mishaburu. The kitzer clearly doesn't care about that.
I mean, any ochel, the walls are there, no? Any ochel.
No, why? On a carriage, it's not there. On a schlock for a sukkah, it's not there.
What do you mean it's not that? The walls are there. The walls are there, and then you put the cover.
No, but it's that the walls have nothing to do with what you're covering. You're
Or if you
right.
have the walls. Once you have the
Yeah,
walls, then it's not an issue.
correct. That's the way the
Once
Mishnah
you have
Brura
the
says it.
right, yeah.
Yeah. And then how do you ever put out? How do you ever open a folding table on Shabbos? Right, you're making an oil. So the answer is because there you're not covering something. So the question is, why is a barrel any different? It's very unclear. The what the gather is here with these halachas is very unclear. Okay, ayin tes pi ha'ashan. So is the event right? I don't know how you say that. Koimin whatever. Imhu min atzad. So if it's on the side, meaning it goes out of the side of the wall. Shastima hi kamoya sovitz mechitza. So that when you cover over the vent, it's like adding on a mechitza. You're allowed to cover it over. Aval imhu lamala, but if the vent is lamala, also Shabbos, you can't close it up on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Because it makes an oil, right? If it's going out of the roof and you cover it over, you made an oil. Vim kavua shom delis shel barzel soiv al atzirim. But if there's a door of metal that goes on hinges, mutar listan by the kimenchu kavua shom. It's like a door on hinges. So again, this gets very confusing. So then, according to this, if you have the hood of a carriage that's always attached, now it could be a lot of these hoods are not always attached, but if it's a hood that's always attached to a carriage, so why can't I close it and open it? Right? Same thing with a schlock. Fine. Hey, let's say you take a beged and you put it over a barrel to cover it. If it's not totally full, and there's a space, meaning you drank half the, it's a barrel of wine, let's say. So you drank half the barrel, right? So there's more than a tefach between the cover that you're putting on there now and the food and the wine. Then don't cover the whole thing with shum oil. That's it's because of oil. The same thing that he said before, right? Ella, yaniach mikzas pia megula, you have to leave it a little open. So the question becomes, so now how do you ever cover anything? Right? Like Yosef said, like how do you ever cover a pot? So there's a machlokes in the Paiskim whether this is talking about something very, very wide, and that's the issue. But something that's not very wide, then it's not an issue. That's basically what we rely on. That's why, like a big chest, like a toy chest that's very, very wide, that's more problematic than something very small. That's what we go with. Hey, Aleph, kol mechitza oil, any mechitza, any partition or oil that's also to make, if it's made, then you can't take it down. You can't remove it. Mishum davi soiser oil, because then you're knocking down the oil. Meaning it's not only a problem to make an oil, it's also a problem to take away an oil. Pei beis. And by the way, with the walls thing, that comes up when kids like to take chairs or whatever and take and make a tent. So it's well, if you're going to make let the kids do that, what they should do is make the roof first and then the walls. Right? Fine.
Once they put it in the middle of the room, you can't remove it then. If they did it in the other way,
Well, you get right. So then
I'm no
that's
builder, but how do you build a roof without walls first?
well, you take that's another thing you're not. Wow.
Add it to the list.
But if you take the chairs and put it on
If
the
it's not
side and
lava, if there's no lava, then it's not a wall. If the poles are far apart from each other.
right, something like that. It depends how you're making it. It's with all, listen, it's kids anyway, so yeah, I wouldn't stress them out with it. But if older than bar mitzvah want to do something like that, then you have to figure out how to do it properly.
So what, you have to question the kids how they did it in order to remove it or not?
It's a good question. I don't know. You tell the kids to do it.
I'm saying
Making
if they do it, it's
a pack.
Darabanan, bro.
What?
Making a pack and play. It doesn't have a cover. It has just the walls in the bottom. Meant to take it apart, put back.
Right. So I don't know. You have to.
You're not so okay with the back and play?
The pack and play. No, the pack play is fine
Yeah.
because it's meant to go, it's meant to be open and closed.
And play has walls.
First of all,
It just has walls at the bottom, doesn't have
the
a
pack and
top.
play, right, so it depends of what type, but either way, it's meant to open and close and everything's attached already.
No, but he's talking about ohel, no?
I
Are you
understand with
asking
oil, but
about?
everything's attached. He said everything is attached and you're not taking something
No,
new
there's
there.
no attire. It's, you have to put an extra on top. It's not, there's no, it doesn't come with it.
Are you talking about the mattress part? But the
He's talking
oil's
about
already
mattress
there.
or
The oil's
dohel.
already there. Yes, it's all connected. We have on this shear now the man who actually designed the pack and play. I just know we have Groyse Yichus. I'm not going to say who, but the man who designed the pack and play is on this shear. If he decides to open his mouth, he can. I'm not going to open my mouth how the pack and play works. But the pack and play is it's always connected, right?
Maybe we'll get him to open his mouth. The infant ones, that would be a problem. They have ones that you put on top to make it more for an infant higher up. Then you're
Instead of on
making
the
it anyway.
bottom. If
Right. The
it's always
bottom matches, you're
connected,
not doing much.
then there's always walls.
Right, that's true. So according to Mr. Brewer, it'll be okay.
Yeah, so it's only if you first make what? You make the cover and then you open up the walls.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
I
I
don't
always
know,
thought it's
but
not a
what is it
problem because the
going to
whole
be
thing's always
holding on to?
attached.
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. Pei Beis. That's what I'm up to, right? So also las la las is mixesh ha'asi lahagam b'nei achamim. This is the good old umbrella, right? It's also to carry an umbrella. That's meant to protect you from the sun or for the rain of Neshu oil because you're making an oil. It's a massive kasha on why it should be osur, right? And the Pesachim say even if it was open before Shabbos, the Pesachim say it's still osur. But what's the problem? You're not putting it's all one piece, right? It just became established in Klal Yisrael that umbrellas are osur, so that's it. It's osur. Pei Gimel, Kalim Shem Shel Prakim Tchuvim Zeh B'Zeh. You have Kalim that are made out of different pieces and they're stuck into each other. Nifridu, and then they've got separated. Im darkam liyas tamid refuyim. So if it's the derech that they're always, it's never connected tightly. Motor lachsirim ka. Then you can put it back the way it's supposed to be, meaning loosely. Avlim darkam liyas mudakim bechayzik. But if it's meant to always be tight, also lachsirim afilu berifyin. Then you can't even put it back loosely. Right, meaning if it's meant to go back loosely, you can put it back loosely. If it's meant to go back tight, then you can't even put it in loosely. We'll get to a practical application in a minute. Let's say they're connected usually with screws. Since when something's screwed in is usually tight, you can't separate. If they're separate, you can't attach them even loosely. Here you go, but covering kalim. Motor la serum, you're allowed to take them off and then reattach them. Why? Since it's not meant to stay that way, you open it and close it constantly. Right? So if you have a pot that screw things on, like what do you call those things? Pressure cooker, those type of things. So then since it's meant to be done that way, then it's okay. Now, what's a practical application of this? Somebody's glasses break. Now, glasses are normally meant to be screwed in tightly, the arms of the glasses. Right? So, let's say the glasses break. Can you put them loosely in there on Shabbos? So, you can't. because it's not meant to be that way. It's always meant to be tight. So therefore, you're not allowed to. And not only that, but because of it, it becomes muksa. If the glasses are constantly breaking, if they're constantly breaking is one thing, but they're not constantly breaking, they're not.
I think ophthalmologists have some glasses that, like, they put insert the glass part in and out, like to see your vision.
So yeah, that would be okay then. That would be okay.
So it's only if it's meant to be like this, but like we're
Yeah.
talking about, like sometimes some people have glasses
Right, so
that
it depends, right?
always
If your
fall in and
glasses,
out.
right, so if they're constantly breaking,
Then it would be better to put it
yeah,
back.
then it would be allowed. Yeah, but it's not simple, the whole thing. Fine. Machvesh is a iron or like a press. And they're basically two pieces of wood that you push them together with your hands. If it's a regular non-commercial mutalapaschoi, then you could open it on. You put your pants in there from Friday. It's pressing it Friday night. You take your pants out Shabbos morning. That's fine. So mutalapaschoi, but you can't close it back together because that's a tzarich for chol. Right? So you have to, meaning, because there's not enough time to take it out of there. I mean, it needs to sit in there for a long time, which it will not be ready for Shabbos. So therefore, you're doing it for chol, which you're not allowed to do. Well, machvishul kaifsin, but if it's a commercial one from laundry people or cleaners, like shar umrin, also l'vtayach, you're not allowed to open it. To kiven shu mahuduk b'chayzek, since it's very strongly, tightly put together, psichas and daima l'stira. So the opening is the same as closing, even if it's open from before the day, from meaning when it's still Friday, also you're not allowed to take the begadim from there on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's a gezeira. Maybe you're going to come to open it now. Pei hey, safsol shenishmat echer miraglav. If you have a, this gets into the glasses a little bit, right? So if you have a bench that one of the legs became loose. Also, lach ziroi, you're not allowed to put it back, even if it's going to be loose. Not only that, but you can't go lean it onto another bench. Elohim came kfar yoshav alav kach. Unless people already sat on this before Shabbos, so then that's like a normal way. You're not creating something new. But if you prepare it before Shabbos, right, this is what you do by the Tishim, by the Rebbes, you take a flat piece of wood. You put it down on other things, and then it's fine. Till Pevav, right? You said Naftali? I think. Kli, I'm going to do
Include
it.
yeah, including Pevav, but
Yeah,
double
yeah.
check again.
Pevav. Kli Hamayra as a shoyz. So you have a, it's a common question. You have a Kli that's Mayra as a shoyz. A watch. Afilu Shadayin Hoylech, even if it's still running, Asala, you're not allowed to wind it on Shabbos and Yom Tov so that it shouldn't stop. Meaning, you know that it's going to stay wound till it's a 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but Shabbos is over at 8 o'clock. Right? So he's saying you're not allowed to do that. Even if it's still running, of course, if it's dead, you're not allowed to do it. It'll be Yom Tov Sheni, Yesh LaHakel, but on Yom Tov Sheni, you could be Mekel, not Shavuos, because Shavuos is Shabbos this year. Kozman Shadayin Hoylech, La Richa, that you could to keep it going for the day. Avaloy Yom, but you can't wind it for after Yom Tov Sheni.
But there aren't there watches that if you move your wrist, it winds it up,
Right, so
or it's
that
still
right, so that's what I'm
winding?
saying. So that's a common question. That the Poskim say is allowed. Because
You don't
there,
do it intentionally,
you don't, yeah, you don't do it
you're not
intentionally.
trying.
Yeah, and Reb Shlomo Zalman holds that once something is going, you can continue it to go. I don't know what he would hold by winding a watch.
What about those watches that tell you how much reserve is left?
I don't know. What I mean, if when you move it, it moves.
Meaning, if you move it more, it's going to give you more reserve.
No, that's what we're talking about. But you're saying that it
No,
shows
but
it to you?
it shows. There's a dial, it shows.
I hear. I
Once
don't know.
one time, that's a problem because it shows it.
Yeah, it's not digital though, right? It's
No,
mechanical.
mechanical, but it still shows you how much you have reserve. It's adding.
Interesting. I'm not sure.
Honestly, I remember everything you say.
There you go. That's why you. That's why you. Whatever. Fine. Yeah. Well, the tzara chayla yesh lahater b'chol inyan. See, so for a chayla, you're allowed to be matir it. Emeinu nimtza akum binokel if you can't find a guy to do it. Right? Yeah. Fine. Okay. That is first one.